And getting through to children with the right messages and the right values is really one of the fundamental challenges of our time. Pope Benedict XVI certainly thinks so, as the theme he has chosen for the next World Communications Day is Children in the Media, a Challenge for Education. I surfed the internet to gather some data and discovered that, generally speaking, in developed countries, children spend 6.5 hours with the media every day. By the time a child is 18 years old, he or she will witness some 200,000 acts of violence on television. That children are affected at any age, but young children are most vulnerable to the effects of media violence. Now, this is something we can all relate to. It's a pressing reality in a world of continual and loud media bombardment that reaches out to developing individuals being groomed to forge the future. I decided to talk to an expert.
The Clearinghouse is a UNESCO initiative in 1997.
Cecilia von Feilitzen is the scientific coordinator of the International Clearinghouse on Children, Youth and Media at Nordicum Gothenburg University in Sweden, where she also lectures.
Then focus was more on violence on the screen, but now we have a widened perspective. We still focus much on media violence, but also on media education, for example, and other media activities for children and young people.
Cecilia was happy to speak to me, but warned the issue is an extremely vast and complex one.
I wanted to say that it is extremely important to raise awareness about children and media, and I really congratulate the Pope to have chosen this theme. Of course, media are extremely important in the lives of children. It of course, differs between different countries, but in many countries, children really live in a multimedia society with access to radio, television, internet, video, a lot of music, and sometimes books and newspapers and so on. And the media are very influential when it comes to our ideas and notions about other people and the close surroundings and the world.
These, she says, include many positive and formative influences, but also many negative ones.
So first, media influence our ideas, notions, experience, pleasures, motivations, and so on, and not so often our behavior. However, sometimes media also influence our behaviors. And, the most researched question is the one about media violence, for example.
Yes, that was what I was mentioning right at the beginning. And that too, Cecilia said, is a complex issue, to be analysed from many different perspectives.
We can differentiate between different kinds of influences. Small children, they often imitate from television, but they imitate a lot of things, not only violent things, because small children, they imitate adult behavior generally to learn. Then we have real aggression, and for a few children, especially those who have a not so harmonious environment, not good relations to the family, peers, the school, and so on, media can contribute somewhat to increased aggression. An important influence, not so much talked about, and that is fear. Sometimes children get scared by watching television or films and so on. And this is, of course, not good in the long run if there are not adults taking care of the child. But it's important to talk about what was scaring and so on. Because fear can, in the long run, lead to anxiety. And we can also get, from media violence, exaggerated ideas about violence in the real world. People watching a lot of entertainment violence, they maybe think that there are more murders out there than It really is.
Let's talk about the other side of the medal. Media can also be very formative and important in children's education and development. Is this concept part of the broadcaster's guidelines in producing programs for children?
This is very different in different countries. If it's included in the broadcaster's guidelines, for example. We had a study in Europe some years ago. However, they found that in the Nordic countries, there were often guidelines about education. In many southern countries in Europe, there were unfortunately more and more imported cartoons and not so many educative or formative programs. So it differs very much between countries. However, children learn a lot, and they also learn from entertainment programs. They like watching soap operas and reality television and so on, and they learn how to behave when they become older. And they're very interested. You know, children are not only watching children's programs when they are very small, maybe, but very soon they start watching adult programs also.
But Cecilia reassured me, it's not all doom and gloom. New trends in media production are encouraging signs of social accountability.
There is a trend now with media literacy education in and also outside school within voluntary organizations. And it's very important, I think, here that children from early age learn to handle the media themselves. That is, that you include them in media production. Because when they start to produce media content themselves, they come to reflect very much about the content, and they can look through it. They can see that it's a construction of other people, of the world, and so on. This is a kind of protection, actually. It must be combined with critical analysis, talk about different media products, but if children are allowed also to themselves make radio programs, take part in video films, make websites and so on, this will help. This will also contribute to their media awareness and therefore also to some kind of protection.